Chapter 30. His red nostrils flare, air in and out. Akbar longs for water. He has a small tank here, a back-to-healing tank retrofitted with water possessing the salinity and pH balance of his homeworld, Mon Calamari. Sometimes he goes into it and just floats. But he has little time for such moments. Maybe one day, but not today. The message from Captain Antilles plays again and again in his mind. It came in on an Imperial channel, of all things. Akbar wasn't the recipient, but saw it soon after. Wedge looked ragged, injured. His message before he collapsed and the communications ended was brief. Too brief.
High-level Imperial meeting. Blockade on Akiva. Palace at Mira. Now is the...
And then it was over. He tells the others, Augate, Madine, Mon Mothma, Ensign Deltura, that Antilles was right. Akbar presumes to finish the captain's statement.
Now is the time. Prepare a small fleet, but have other ships in reserve, fueled up with full loadouts. Augate, I want you to lead the charge. Be ready for anything. If this is the Empire, you can be sure they will not go easily. And they are overly fond of tricking us into doing what they want.
It's like inverting a pyramid and carrying it point down on your back. All that weight. The sharp peak between your shoulder blades, built of bricks of blame. A terrible and uncomfortable burden. Sloane is feeling it now. The others are driven now by panic, rage, opportunity. Pandion trying to winnow her down to particulate matter. Shale, the doomsayer, who thinks they must surrender now or die soon. Tashu, interjecting now and again with some parable or pabulum about the wisdom of the dark side, and if only they followed its teachings, and oh, Palpatine said this, the old Sith writings said that. Crassus wants to buy their way out. He's waving around his metaphorical credits purse, thinking that the Empire can bribe its way free of New Republic persecution. Best of luck with that, Rey thinks. The satrap, at least, remains quiet. He sits in the corner, staring down at his hands. The writing is on the wall for that one. He knows the Empire will abandon him. He will be left with a city that seeks his head on a pitchfork so they can wave it around for all to see. In the other corner of the dining room, as they have never yet made it to the meeting room near their quarters on this troubled and turbulent day, stands Adia. Her leg already bound up in a foam layer cast printed by the medical droid. The assistant hobbles over, and Rey thinks, I must keep her close. She has shown more steel than most of these so-called Imperials. The yacht? Rey asks her, ignoring the shouts of vitriol from the rest of the room. Had to stop for fuel one system over, but in hyperspace now. We'll land soon after. Expected within the hour. Rey tenses up. That's longer than expected. I don't know if I can keep these animals at bay until then. They might tear my head off, too. Any chance Crassus is delaying it behind our backs?
Possible, but can't see why. He's eager to leave. Truth is, those big ugly barges are...
Here, Adia winces in a bit of pain and shifts her weight.
They guzzle fuel like it's free drinks at the Death Star Commissary.
Sloane spent plenty of nights drinking at the commissary with her comrades. A pang of nostalgia plucks her strings. Rey turns to the room. She makes her voice louder than everyone else's.
Shale, how long before we can expect a rebel fleet?
The woman scrunches up her face and frowns.
Hard to say, Admiral. They'll send something, probably soon. One suspects it'll be a reasonably sized fleet. Expect them within the hour if they're feeling aggressive. 3 if cautious.
That's cutting it awfully close.
Our own Star Destroyers. It's time to call them back. Our ruse is over.
Shale objects.
Admiral, if we bring them back, we have no guarantee that those 3 destroyers will survive the ensuing battle.
Caution I admire. Cowardice I do not. though our TIE regiment is reduced somewhat, our destroyers are more than capable of cutting down a rebel fleet, especially if we are ready for the fight. I don't want to make our escape into space, just as the rebel scum come dropping out of hyperspace. To Adia, she says, call them back, now!
Yes, Admiral.
Adia leans in.
Also, you have a call.
Sloane mouths the question. Who? She tilts her screen toward the Admiral so that the rest of the room won't be able to see it. Rey sees a face she recognizes, though it belongs to someone to whom she has never been introduced. The Sullustan gangster, Surat Nuat. But why?